Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Michael G. Harrison, attorney with the Foster Swift Law Firm in downtown Lansing. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. You were spearheading a great project that was installed yesterday along the riverfront in Lansing, a beautiful sculpture called Inspiration. This is through a sesquicentennial. I knew I was going to mess up that word. I did it so because you're so practiced at it. And the Rotary Club. Tell us about how the sculpture came about.
Well, the sculpture came about because, as a part of the sesquicentennial, of course, we put on the various events which went through all of 2009, but we also had determined that if possible, we wanted to give a gift to the community at the completion of the sesquicentennial. And we had a committee formed, and they went through a process of first determining what type of gift they wanted or felt would be appropriate. And then once it was determined that it would be a sculpture, that we went through a process of RFPs so that we could look at what proposals had been submitted to us and pick out what we felt was the best for Lansing.
I can't imagine a group trying to be objective coming up with art with everybody's opinions and what they like. It can be so different. But, I mean, this sculpture, I'm looking at a picture of it on my computer right now. It's absolutely stunning.
Thank you. Yes, you are correct. Art is in the eyes of the beholder. But amazingly, it was a unanimous selection.
Well, I am not surprised. I will encourage people to hop online and look if they haven't gotten down yet or before they do head down even, because it truly is stunning. How did you find the artist, or did you find the artist's name is James Russell? Did you find him and then look at some work, or how did you get to that part of the solution?
Well, you ask me, and I'm wondering. I think there was a recommendation of two individuals. One was Nierman, who actually is in Mexico City, so we had proposals from him as well. But we had a number of individuals who responded to the RFP, a fair number, probably 15-ish from Michigan as well as other locations.
Well, to come to the, how long has this been in the process?
We selected it it was in 2010, probably March. And it, once we made the selection, then there was a foundation which was designed on which it is resting now. But it took 9 months for it to be fabricated.
Was this an original design for this purpose, or was this something he already had drawn up?
No, as far as I know, this was original for us. In fact, our contract with him was that it would not be used again and would only be for us.
Well, it truly is spectacular. I mean, it's shiny. I like things that are shiny. Mm-hmm. But the process, were you there for the installation yesterday?
No, I was not able to do that.
Well, from looking at pictures online, it looks like it was quite a process, brought in with cranes and then welded together and then polished again.
Yes.
And then the dedication is coming up on Sunday. Tell us what will happen there.
Well, we're just going to make a presentation to the city, and the mayor should be there, as well as a number of other officials, the Parks Commission, and so forth. And then after that, we move over to the time capsule, which will be dedicated.
Well, that was, you took me right into the next section. Thank you so much. You took me right into the next section of this. Another work of art called Construction 150 was given to the city of Lansing in 1973. And then it was, my understanding, it was put into storage, then brought out again after it was rediscovered in 2009, refurbished. And now the time capsule will be put in as well. Do you know what's in the time capsule?
Yes, all sorts of interesting things which would reflect on our society today, including a cell phone. So I don't know whether somebody has the number and will call.
Yeah, I was reading some information about that was sent to me, and it did make me laugh that there was a cell phone and a charger put inside, and that people were going to call that number and leave messages on it that people may retrieve someday.
That's my understanding.
I can't imagine the messages that might be left, and I'm curious about the battery life.
Good question. We'll test it.
We sure will. Well, it sounds like an interesting day, an exciting day. The kickoff for the installation or for the dedication is at 2 o'clock, is my understanding, on Sunday, May 15th. Inspiration, the sculpture, will be dedicated at that point. And then at 3, the time capsule placement outside Lansing Community College's DART Auditorium. Why the placement along the riverfront? Was that a process, finding the place for placement?
No, actually, we thought it was a great idea. Our preference in part was that it be, if possible, along the riverfront, because in the long range, we're hoping that it will really serve as a catalyst for sculptures to be placed along the riverfront, all the way from Old Town as far as possible down to Rio Town, and make that a walkway where people can go along there, enjoy sculptures, because sculptures can be so much fun as a media. And so I think that the opportunity to really provide the riverfront just to enhance it and encourage people to come downtown will be a draw for visitors, benefit the businesses. And I think it will, in part, start as I said, as a catalyst to demonstrate that Lansing has an appreciation for the arts. We have very, very little, if any, significant public artwork, and this will provide a wonderful opportunity for that.
It would be lovely to see, be able to take a stroll down there, as you say, and see various sculptures and pieces of art as you're walking along the riverfront. Michael, I thank you so much for telling us about this project. It's spectacular, and I can't wait to come and see it in person.
Well, thank you for calling, and I do hope that your listeners take the opportunity to go see what I think is a striking representation of art.
Well, it most certainly is, and I'm sure the pictures don't do it justice in person. I'm sure it's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Cheryl. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Michael G. Harrison, who is an attorney at the Foster Swift Law Firm. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.